Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Jesus is speaking. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
As we just heard, those who ask will receive answers. Those who seek will find. Those who knock will have the door opened. The acrostic, A-S-K, will help us remember to ask, seek, and knock. Our Heavenly Father wants us to pray, not only because it honors Him, but also because communicating helps those of us who are believers grow closer to Him. What's more, prayer connects us to His work in the world. You can pray for anyone, anywhere, and have confidence that the God of the entire universe will hear you and answer. For this reason, prayer is one of the best ways to get involved in kingdom work. What a wonderful privilege it is to be able to participate in God's mission by asking Him to help His children and impact His creation. Another reason the Lord instructs us to pray is to build our faith in Him. Even sinful men give gifts to their children. How much more does God, our Heavenly Father, enjoy giving good gifts to those who ask Him? The Lord loves to answer our prayers in accordance with His will and see us grow bolder in our walk and witness. God's Word tells us in 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, that He is faithful because He cannot deny Himself. Be certain to set aside time every day to speak with and listen to Him. Then you'll learn this truth firsthand.